My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive, Bit Season, couple of regular guys, it's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh, it's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. It is episode 137. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. I believe the Nats play at noon, so this might be an abbreviated version.
Yeah, we're getting pushed out of here. Too many people using all the side rooms today, so it might be an abbreviated version, but that's okay. We got enough to discuss here. Hopefully it doesn't frustrate anybody. It might be a shorter episode today.
It was a wild, wild open line Thursday.
Hey, you know what? Felt good. I think we've talked about before. You and I, at its core, I don't know if we're huge fans of Open Line Thursday. The idea of Open Line Thursday is always great, but it's got to be executed properly.
Right. We don't like anyone just calling in for the sake of calling in. Like, I know some people, when you pick up the phone and the guys say, it's Open Line Thursday, call, steer the show, do what you want. And they say, all right, I'm here. Put me through, Drabby. You don't like that.
I don't like that. Yeah. When people, there's two things of Open Line Thursday I don't like. When people call in and say, hey, put me on the air. It's Open Line Thursday. I'm like, well, no. What do you want to talk about? Well, I want to talk about, Capitals. Put me on. You still got to be a good caller.
It doesn't work like that.
Necessarily work like that. Also, the only other thing I don't love about Open Line Thursday is how it started. Again, today, where Jason starts the show and says,
let's see how many calls
we can take. Because then it's our job. We have to make sure the guys are engaged, properly prepared for the show. And then that to us just kind of signals that they want to punch out for the day.
It was loosey goosey, but the guys were not punched out. I will say that about the show.
No, that commentary say that phrase, that's a trigger for you and me.
Yeah, we're on high alert.
No, but they did a good job. Today's show was fantastic, even before 9 a.m.
Yeah, I thought so too. Do you know what made what got the show going today, especially in the 9 o'clock hour?
What's that?
And this will be hard to do, but it might be something that we need to do in the future. It's almost like a dog with treats. Mm-hmm. Is big bags of free stuff for the guys.
I know.
That, like,
It goes a long ways. Hey, last week, we had to have, I don't know, if you guys listened to the 9:45 segment last Friday, we had the president of business operations.
DC United. Yeah.
So people were talking to us about it and saying, hey, we really need this person on. DC United wants to promote it. They're possibly spending some money. But it's always, at the end of the day, it's always down to the guys or to us to determine who we want on the show. So then I said, well, how about if you want us to promote someone for the DC United, have her come in the studio? Well, she's got to bring free gear. All right. Yeah, she's got to bring gear for the guys.
Yeah.
And I must say, it was one of the best drops that we've gotten. personalized soccer jerseys. Now, look, you and I aren't huge soccer fans. I don't know if we're going to go around wearing soccer jerseys on a random Sunday to Home Depot or something like that. But if I'm going to a game, I'll definitely wear that DC United jersey.
It's definitely in the closet.
Hung it up. It's always nice to have personalized.
Hey, do you know what I like about it? Now, this is probably so shallow and superficial. Did you look at the price tag of that jersey?
Actually, I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
Isn't authentic?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Over $150?
No, it was $95.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's... Maybe that's the price of replicas these days. I don't know. I don't know about soccer jerseys. I don't know how much they cost.
I mean, you could tell the quality was
good.
It was
nice quality.
Though. And then I checked the quality by checking the price tag.
Oh, okay. But look, and then we got free gear today. Some golf company. What's their name? William and Harry.
William and... Harry. Harry, yeah, William and Harry. I was getting ready to say William and Mary.
Did the guy name the company after the princess? Is that what?
I don't know.
I know Jason did a zing about it, but why else would you name your company William and Harry?
You're trying to find regal names, make it sound expensive.
So then you did.
Like Holderness and Bourne is another company. Mm-hmm. Smathers and Branson is another golf company.
Just a bunch of elite names.
Yeah, yeah, just white names.
Just
put two white names.
Golf names.
Yeah, put two white names together, and then you got a golf company.
So the guys were excited about that.
Eric got a pickleball paddle.
Yeah, Valdez brought in pickleball paddles randomly today. I don't know what that hookup was about, but appreciate it for sure.
Travis Matthew shirts.
Travis Matthew shirts.
Two white names, Travis Matthew.
Hey, everybody was getting free handouts.
I know. That made everyone loosey-goosey.
Loosened everyone up. But I think let's focus on the real star of the show today, and that's Francis from, what's the name of that?
Brunswick.
What do you know about Brunswick, Mara?
I don't know. I have... as Danny Rouillet says, I have no file on Brunswick. I thought it was deep. I thought it would be like Calvert County or maybe Eastern Shore somewhere. I had no idea Brunswick existed.
It's in between Frederick and Charlestown.
Yes. So I guess it's a little more west of like Gaithersburg or
right
Germantown.
There, right there on the river, in the Potomac.
Okay. So basically... You look over, you see Loudoun County.
Oh, I know this. Yeah, it's right by Point of Rocks. On the other side is Lovettsville.
Okay. So, Brunswick. I had no foul on Brunswick. Apparently, someone tweeted or called in and said that was the most Brunswick call ever. I would like to visit Brunswick.
There's probably not a lot going on. They probably got like a Main Street.
Yes, I know. Very
antique store.
Very quaint. Barbershop.
Right.
With old school barbers.
Now, if you excuse me, Matt, I'm going to reach over here and get out the back padding machine.
All right.
And
don't hurt yourself. I know it's set to high.
Just an elite call screening once again from Drab T-shirt. Elite radio instincts.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. I saw everyone fluffing you about that.
I don't know. Nobody fluffed me. No one's fluffing me.
I saw fluffing.
No, I'll take fluffing. I need more. I'm patting my. I want other people to pat my back.
Give me a rundown of how the call went. Like when you first picked up the phone.
When I first pick up the phone
and you hear Francis
female. That's always interesting to me. A female caller.
Yes, because there's very few.
A female caller with a hillbilly accent.
Okay. So she calls in and says, "Hey, Drab," or say, "Hey, I want to talk about what."
Well, the first thing I heard was some old lady yelling in the background.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and then
some
commotion. I heard her mom. It was her mom. She was yelling at her mom. I'm like, all right, that's kind of interesting. Then she said, I said, what do you want to talk about? And she said, oh, my mom wants you to tell those city slickers not to fly to Nashville. You have to drive.
Oh, would she use the word city slicker?
She used the word city slicker.
You perked up.
I perked up.
You started thinking about Curly's gold.
Yeah. And just talked to her for a couple of minutes and realized that, you know, she was pretty interesting, but... I knew that Eric would pry into her life more.
Oh,
right.
So this was served on a silver platter for Eric.
Kind of. I just know that he likes the hillbilly calls. Oh, she also told me, I was asking her some questions, and we were talking about driving in Nashville, and I said, well, why do you live, you know, with your mom and your dad? And she said something about her house burning down. I was like, what? So how'd your house burn down? And she goes,
a meth lab.
She says, well, we think it was the fish tank.
Hey, why does your Francis sound like Roger?
I don't know.
That's
my Frederick accent.
Yeah. How does that would have? You know what? I wish they would have asked her about that.
How did that
fish tank?
Oh, I'm curious how the fish tank burned down her house.
Was it? It must be a cooler, yeah. Generator, or
maybe
something
maybe
like
it burned down her parents' house. I don't know, but they're all in the same house together.
Uh huh.
Some very astute listeners out there. Everybody was asking for a pick, but
I wanted to get into that.
If you want to see what she looks like, just put some context clues together. You can figure it out. I'm not going to tweet it out.
I know. I've had people DMing me on Instagram saying asking to share the pic. I've had people text me. I know Wacky Jackie's going to text me.
Just use the Google machine. You'll
you
see
know what?
It for yourself.
I bother Drab, because Drab's the one that found it. He has
No. I'm not going to send it to him. But
I know. I'm just saying, don't bother me about it.
I've had like six people send me her picture already. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, they've found her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to find her, you can find her. You know her name, you know her first name, you know where she lives.
Okay.
And for some other details, you guys figure it out if you want to see bad of what she looks like. But really,
super sleuth.
She looks
like a normal person.
She looks like a normal person from Frederick. It wasn't that bad. For a 33-year-old girl who's never had a guy flirt with her before, that was the saddest part of the
story. Yeah. That was very sad. What was the story that she was telling about the condoms? I didn't quite understand
She lost me there.
So she was saying when she was in college, so when she was at Salisbury,
mm-hmm.
all right, and this is probably, 2012-ish, if she's 33?
Mm-hmm.
She went up to someone's dorm room, or it was on her door with roommates, or her roommate's door.
She was just trying to say that one of the guys on the floor had put a design or something of condoms all over the wall, and she made some sort of flirtatious
joke
to him, and he didn't respond to it.
So that rejection basically stayed with her for her entire life. And
do you want to see Francis's house?
Of course.
All right. Now, again, I'm not telling you guys to look her up. Theater of the mind goes a long ways. All right.
This is what radio is about.
Yeah.
You know what?
Is that kind of how you live in?
Yeah.
It's not a trailer.
No, it's not a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, if anyone's been to Martinsburg, it looks like a very Martinsburg house.
So all those Martinsburg houses look exactly the same. Old house.
This is what it looks like. It looks like when Clarice knocks on Buffalo Bill's door and he answers it. And that's the exact house that it looks like. It looks like there could be some shenanigans going on in the basement.
So Francis calls into the show today, 33 years old, lives with her parents, questioning her sexuality.
Yeah.
Or was it her gender?
I think she just said basically
she might be
I think it was sexuality. Yeah. I think she knows she's a woman,
right.
But she's open to everything.
You know what, she sounded more asexual to me than bi-curious. She just seemed like she has such a
everything's been platonic.
Everything in her life's been platonic. There's been no relationships in her life. There's been no flirting. That she has just turned that sector of her brain off. Almost.
This is what it reminds me of. She's kind of a 33-year-old female version of Jason, where Jason is kind of shut down sexually.
Wow. If you believe that.
Well, I'm just saying the persona that he gives off. Uh-huh. It's the same thing. If you believe that's Jason. She's kind of a 33-year-old female Jason, where she's shut that part of her life out, which is sad, which I don't understand, because if you're 33 years old, I mean, isn't your sex drive humming still?
Especially for a woman.
Yeah.
I read a woman's sexual prime is when she's 34.
I read it was in their 40s.
Might be, yeah. She's just reaching it. She's just getting to that point.
She's in the
So
the
I feel bad.
Zone.
I mean, look, we take a lot of things for granted in our life. I can't imagine living 3+ decades and never having that feeling, that romantic feeling for anyone, or the excitement that you like someone or that someone might possibly like you. That's one of life's great pleasures.
I was going to say, rush. I was going to say, it's not just the sexual part of it.
The sexual gratification, but
like everyone remembers like their childhood crush,
right?
Or like their high school boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or when you find out that someone likes you.
Yes. And that's a part of life. It's
those tingly feelings. I want her so bad to feel that.
That's the question. You talked about a dating game opportunity for her, and it could be a gender fluid dating game where there's guys and girls. That's the only thing. That's the only problem that I could have is that part of her life has been so shut down. I don't know that she would be willing to accept someone to do that.
I think she would. I think that she was. Here, let's be honest. The real problem is going to be getting three people in here.
Well, no. The problem is you could find guys that would want to bang her, like just horny guys out there.
I thought there would be. But she really did a disservice with the hygiene stuff.
Oh yes.
All right. If she was just 33, never been loved, never been intimate with somebody, questioning her, like we could work with that, right?
Yeah.
But when the lack of personal hygiene, that's a turn off for everybody. I don't care who you are,
what's
and how desperate you are. You don't want to be intimate.
Well, you gotta catch her on day one.
Yeah.
Why do you think she does this? I know she used the excuse of she's working hard and she doesn't have time or whatever it is, but there has to be something more to Francis and the bathing or showering once a week.
Well, I think one thing about it is that we didn't realize till later, until she told us that she's autistic. That might have something to deal with it, where I'm out of my realm here. Once she has her mindset on something, in the routine of something, that's what's comforting to her. Right. And so maybe she's very uncomfortable with showers or that part. And she just knows that she does it once a week. And that's been a routine for a decade now. And it's just tough to get out of that cycle.
Now, I'm like you said, it's out of my realm. I'm not familiar with autism. But could it be like something where like she's like scared of water or showering as a episode for her, or
possibly?
Or she
possibly,
or
but it, I didn't get that feeling, but just more so it's not important to her.
I just got a text from CK that said Sausage LinkedIn was a 10 out of 10. You know, give me that back padding machine.
And CK's just getting around now to listen to the 9 a.m. hour on the Odyssey app.
Oh, by the way, if you stop right now and go back and listen to the 9 a.m. hour, Bitsy's is not going to make any sense to you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you did not listen to Francis's call. Do you know what I liked about her call, about the whole 9 a.m. segment in general?
Yeah.
Was, and we don't do this often, but we had her on the line and we had callers talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
So like so if you're in your car, you had a direct line to her. Like we had people giving her advice.
Noah and Andrew called in.
Yes.
I thought that worked out pretty well.
She
was a good listener.
She was a good listener. And to be honest, our listeners were very nice to her.
You thought there was going to be joning?
I'll be honest, I
kind of screened some of the guys out that were
being mean.
Well, that I just didn't trust. Well, you know, guys calling, she's disgusting. That's disgusting. She's, you know, I was like, all right.
We already know it's gross. We already know it's disgusting.
I'm not trying to make her feel bad.
Yeah, Cakes and myself are already.
You guys have that,
yeah,
have
we
that
had
covered.
That covered.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need your help. We had that covered. We needed advice. We needed guys to be genuine. Like Noah, and who was the other one?
Andrew. All right, so what can we do with this?
All right, Matt, another good question.
What can we do with this? Take the next step. I don't want this to be the end of our relationship with Frances. She seems like a wonderful woman.
Can we do a weekly or a monthly check-in with Francis. All right, and call it lighten up.
All right, lighten up.
Segment idea. Mm-hmm. You know,
once a month.
Yeah, once a month. We just got done doing Big Deal, Little Deal. Another segment called Lighten Up with Francis. Lighten up with Francis.
All right.
All right. And she needs to tell everyone how to chill out or something like that, you know.
Or we just check in with her. I think she could be the new Rhonda.
Okay.
I always liked it when Rhonda would call in. EB's, was his cousin? Cousin Rhonda? Yeah. But she doesn't drive anymore. She's out of that. And I only mean this from the hillbilly, the female hillbilly perspective, because Rhonda was out there. But she retired, or she, I don't know. I think she might have gone off the deep end, judging from her Facebook post. So we lost Rhonda.
I bet you her Super Bowl was three Fridays ago. Or two Fridays ago.
Yeah. So yeah, lighten up with Francis. We check in on her. But I mean, we gotta do something here in studio.
Can we do something?
Do you know I love the word partition?
Okay.
All right.
Can we do like some sort of a showering thing?
We have showers down below.
I know. I was thinking about that. Can we do
and a haberdasher?
Okay. We have our shower.
Who? What female? Apparel people, do we have golfed them?
Yeah, I know. She can get a skort.
All right, skort. Okay. A date outfit.
Yeah, a date outfit. I don't know if we have a female clothing line. No, this is what we should do.
No, but she golfed them.
Okay, okay. But we need Karina's help.
Okay.
All right. Karina's always dressed to the nines at the station. Mm-hmm. She's the morning DJ for 94.7 Fresh FM. She's always wearing dresses to work. She's has herself put together for a radio DJ.
All right. She's on TV too.
Yeah.
So we bring Frances in at like 8 a.m.
Okay.
Do a segment with her just off the farm.
Yeah. All right. Before. All right.
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. I want day six. I want day six, Frances. Okay. All right. Then we have everyone kind of like take a whiff.
Right. Take a whiff. And then. We do like Jenny Jones, and she goes away. Yeah. We send her away downstairs.
From geek to chic.
Yeah,
from
geek to chic. Takes a shower.
Takes a shower. Everyone's kind of talking. There's some hubbub.
We have a
basket, you know, like a toiletry basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you would give someone who's like moving into the neighborhood. It has all of these bath bombs.
Okay, but who's going to lead her? Like, what female? So Karina's on air.
Okay.
So we need a female that will go down to the showers with
Savannah.
All right. Savannah. Yeah. Okay. I could work with Savannah.
All right,
nice call right there.
All right.
Savannah takes her down there.
Yeah. Savannah takes her down there. Okay. Does Savannah like bathe her?
No. Isn't it? We're not getting sexual here. Savannah hangs out in the locker room.
Talks to her.
She goes behind the curtain, showers up.
All right, calls in from the shower. Mm-hmm. We hear it going off in the background.
Right.
All right.
And Savannah calls in and says, make sure you wash your hair. Yeah, get the dirt under, you know, wash your ears.
You would not believe how big her bush is. Yeah. All right. We got to get her a razor. Okay, and some moisturizer for the skin.
Some summer's eve.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Maybe some Vagisil.
All right.
All right. She soaps her skin up, scrubs really hard. Okay. All right. Then we need someone to style her hair.
Well, cut
her
hair. We get a blow dry place. We call one of them up. We'll
get one of the salons.
Salon quarry.
All right. That's a blast from the past. All right. Call Jonathan.
Call Jonathan and Jen.
Hey, do they still listen? I wonder if they even still listen.
I don't know. Somebody contact Jen or Jonathan Quarry.
I remember this.
My wife goes there.
I remember this so vividly. Brett used to go when we were in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brett was having a long day, all right, kind of like some of the long days we have,
right?
He used to go during his lunch break over to Salon Corey and just go get his hair shampooed.
Really?
Yeah, and then come back after a shampoo. All right, so Salon Corey gives her a nice trendy haircut,
right?
Styles it.
Where are they doing it? Right here in front of the 106.7 The Fan wallpaper.
In front of the wallpaper, but we need a big reveal. So
yeah, behind so
partition.
Behind a partition.
We got a partition, so we can talk to her, and then what we can do is get an XLR with the mic, and we can have it mic'd up out there.
And
we
Mars out there taking video for making...
All right, and then getting a haircut.
This is all doable.
Yeah, I know. This is very doable. So we have the mic. Is she getting her hair... they're blow drying. Hey, let's check in with Francis and the people over at Salon Corey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, turn on the mic. They check in. Oh yeah, we're getting it right now. We're getting some highlights.
All right, what about clothing?
Okay, that's going to be the biggest one
because
we don't want to come out of pocket.
All right, if anybody listening works in like retail, there used to be a female listener. I forget her name, and I feel bad about it.
I know where you're going.
What am I going to say?
South Moon Under. God, I can read your mind like a book.
I forget her name. I apologize. Her husband listens to the show. She listens to the show. They both do. Mm-hmm. I don't think she still works there. But somebody, we have to know somebody that would be willing to donate some clothes, right? Mm-hmm. A cute outfit. For Francis,
maybe last year's trends.
A couple different. We'll give you plugs on the air, right? Yeah, this is show content.
Yeah, show content.
All right. So we got a salon. We got some apparel that comes in.
Okay.
So we may not get the guys on day one. All right. That might be later on. That's part two. Okay. The makeovers.
Yeah. Part one. This is what we need. We need to take like. Thirst trap pictures,
right?
Like a before and after, mm-hmm. and then post the after pictures and be like, "Hey, whoever's interested in
Francis, I think we're onto something.
I know.
All right, string this out a little bit.
Okay, that's part two. Okay, we're still on part one. What about Manny Petty?
Yeah, but there's got to be
so much dirt underneath those nails
mm-hmm.
from not showering.
Yeah, but that's time consuming. Those take like 90 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, are we gonna start this at 6 a.m.?
I mean, to be honest with you, I could do a 4-hour makeover show.
We could.
Can you imagine scraping the dead skin from her feet?
Yeah, it might be pretty banged up.
That thing would look like a Parmesan cheese.
Does a salon do all those things or just hair?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe you could do both, or you could do all of it.
Okay, that's a good idea. I mean, you can't come in here with banged up fingernails.
Okay. What about teeth? That's too much. Teeth is too much.
Too much for day one.
Okay. Also, we need to have a female pick out like an outfit. Like, what's flattering for female for women?
Well, I know that's why we need whoever works in retail, right? Like a retail manager of like a women's store or something like that. Whatever, South or Moon Under or Zara or the Buckle. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's still around. I don't know where women shop. Yeah. Could be Nordstrom Rack. I have no idea. Yeah. Anywhere. Come with some different sizing options. We'll get a general size.
Yeah, we need. Mm-hmm. She'll give us her size. Mm-hmm. But we won't disclose that to the public.
No.
We'll keep that close to the vest.
And, dude, I'm really excited. We haven't done a makeover in a long time.
All right, and then this is also what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm already thinking about part two. I was thinking about the date. We need a restaurant that would host.
Easy, done, yeah. Free meal. Yeah.
Jay, was it Hollinger's?
Jay Hollinger's. Yeah. It could be Patsy's or any of those Mike American, Mike's restaurants.
Yeah,
anywhere. That's easy.
Okay.
It have to be somewhere out there on 240 on the way to Frederick or
yeah, something near Frederick or
a Taco Rock. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, but this I don't know if we can do if the smash and dash is going to work. I want her to find potential love. I think we might be on different. EB just wants to find. He kept saying a black guy that will just rail her and give her real good and dip out. I don't really want to do that to her. I want to take care of her.
I don't think she wants. She's looking for the high hard one.
Yeah, I don't think she wants. I don't think she's just looking to get pummeled and you know a notch on her belt.
Yeah, she needs the Deuce Bigelow treatment.
Yeah.
Right. Where someone is listening to her and isn't just thinking about the conquest.
Right. I'm telling you, once people get a good look at her after the makeover, I think we might have people willing to take her out.
How would you, if you had to give her a, all right, and I'm not talking about her weight,
mm-hmm.
and her body, but like just her face.
5'1", 201
Yeah, 5'1", 201 But I'm just talking about her face, okay? And mm-hmm. you look at the picture.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to be honest with me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate her? And then also, how would you rate the current picture of her? And then what do you think her potential could be after a makeover?
Also, I need to see more pictures of her because she told me that she says, "Oh, you found my Facebook."
Yeah, so I need you to bite the bullet and become friends with her.
No, I'll do that right now. Let me log in here.
Accept that friend request. Hey, and then poker.
It's the same. I entered a old password. Hold on.
What?
Phil, my password expired on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
I can't even get in.
All right. Hey. That's fine. Get your password. You got to do it on your phone.
It's on my phone.
You need me to.
Well, on my phone, I'm able to log in. And for whatever reason, on my laptop.
Reset your password. I love AWOD 123.
AWOD's going to love that segment when he goes back and listens to the podcast today.
Hey, this is. I miss AWOD because this would be right up his alley.
Oh, yeah.
Although he would think. See, I think he gets it now, mm-hmm. but he would think he's too good for her.
Well, yeah, that was what he always did.
But
all right, I'm seeing more pics here.
All right, here.
I'm beyond.
One like that. I didn't like that face.
One was better than the other. But
I know. But remember, one could be when she weighed. Was it 260?
No, this is the good one.
Okay,
this is a good one.
Okay. She looks like a regular, normal girl.
Like she just looks like a little. Like a little nerdy or something like that, but
yeah, like a bookworm,
feminine. This is the one that I was not as size for. that one not as feminine. Not as feminine. That might be an old photo.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't. That legitimately
get hold of yourself. We're being positive.
I'm trying.
All right, the makeover.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, makeover. That's the before picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Just looking at the face. Mm-hmm. Okay. Take that
on my scale.
On your scale, 1 to 10. Her face is a blank. It can be a blank.
As is. No, look, like, I'm a harsh okay. grader. Like,
okay.
That's a two. She's probably a two. She's an honest two. Would you say that?
I was gonna say the picture that you showed me, not the ones right now.
Oh no, the
one that we saw.
She fluctuates
on her LinkedIn.
Yes, her LinkedIn photo.
I was gonna say it's a four.
No, her LinkedIn photo is a three.
I was going to say
3.5.
I was going to say a 4.
Okay.
What do you think the...
Oh, she has lookalikes. Oh, dude. She posted something on her Facebook page. It says Francis's lookalikes. Do you want to know who she's...
Well, she said Melissa McCarthy.
I know. She did say... But this is according to AI or whatever. Okay. I took a picture of her face and then put a couple people right next to her.
All right.
Margot Robbie. and Blake Lively. Do you see it?
Is that Margot Robbie?
Is it Harley Quinn?
It's Harley Quinn.
No, you're being mean.
I know. I'm just trying to be funny.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, she's
looks more like Harley Davidson. So what do you think she could be? You didn't answer that question. You're enamored by it.
Well, I've gone too far. I need to get out of this thing because I found
that was a before.
I found a before poolside photo.
Yeah.
All right. Her face is a solid 3.
Okay. And like you said, it depends.
Body's
on the picture.
Body's a 2.
Okay.
Is that fair?
No, yeah, that's very fair. Yeah. But you didn't give me the potential.
Hey, I'm a 6. All right, I'm a harsh grader.
I want the potential.
Oh, potential?
Yeah. After a makeover,
a 5's all around.
Okay,
There's nothing
that's very
wrong.
Fair. That's very fair. Very average. Very fair. Right. You rate yourself a 6?
Not really. I'm just saying that because I bubbled her.
Hey, speaking of rating, yeah. Eric will not stop talking about your weight loss.
I know. He said that yesterday when you were in the crapper and you were like, it was awkward.
It was
And of course, I don't even like, he keeps calling me Kate Moss. I'm not trying to look like that.
No.
And I haven't lost any weight since the last 3 months. So I don't know what he's talking about, but I'll take the compliments. Usually he puts me down. So
yeah,
in his eyes, it's a compliment.
He's on a complimentary streak.
All right. Here. Within the next few weeks, and let's do this.
Okay.
She has to be up for it, and we have to arrange transportation. Roger picks her up, brings her in.
Okay. Hey, she would love the transmitter.
Maybe. Well, he's married.
I know, but I'm saying we need a Roger.
They could be best buds.
Oh, definitely.
Right. They're from the same level.
Doesn't Roger live up in Frederick?
Yeah, he lives in Frederick.
Okay, all right. Roger picks her up on the way. On the way.
Do I have to go over there at 3 o'clock in the morning one day?
No. Roger.
What about an Uber? We write it off.
Yeah.
$100 Uber ride.
Okay.
All right.
We're treating her like Bruce the Hugger.
Well, I mean, we should build a whole show around her.
Okay. All right. So we get her chariots for hire.
Chariots for hire. All right. You know how you're thinking.
All right. Chariots for hire. Picks her up, brings her in. Are we really going to do a whole show?
No.
Or just like 8 o'clock?
No, we come in. She comes in at like 7:20, mm-hmm. does a segment, sees us. We spend 20 minutes talking to her. Then she disappears.
Then
she goes away.
Then we film the behind the scenes content.
Yeah, then the rest of it's behind the scenes for YouTube. And then we go back to doing our regular show. Mm-hmm. And then at 9 o'clock hour, we bring her back in.
Yeah. All right. Do you realize as soon as she leaves, like Eric will not stop talking about her.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the brain.
We'll be teasing it constantly.
Okay.
Make sure you tune back in.
Yeah. 9 o'clock for the big reveal.
Yeah. All right.
All right. 9 o'clock after she gets her clothes, her hair done, makeup done, mm-hmm. possibly nails done, gets a shower, showers with Savannah. All right. 9 o'clock, drum roll. All right, opens the door, then
here she comes.
Then hit it, Valdez, and then Pretty Woman comes on, yeah, right?
Of course,
yeah. Yeah. We play Pretty Woman.
Watching oohs and ahs and clapping.
All right, then she does a twirl, and then Eric's going, "Oh my god! Oh my god!
Wow!
Look at that!
Yeah, she's too hot for Chef.
Yeah." Who's watching on TV and wants to take her
Mike
on a date?
Mike Marr, you blew it. You should have took her out when you had the chance.
Yeah, she's too good for you now. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. All right, and then we get her reaction. How does she feel? Is she ready for love now? Is she more confident? Mm-hmm. Then we start lining up dates for part two.
We're all in. Let's go.
The summer of Francis.
All right. So we need EB's going on vacation next week.
Eric.
We gotta wait till he comes back.
Eric needs to be here.
Eric has to be here.
Yes. Hey, what about?
Did you think would it have gone as well today if JP was here?
In terms of
letting it play out. I think JP's great at a lot of things. I think this segment, really the way it played out, couldn't have been more perfect. Not that JP is but he tried to move on from past it or not let the callers, not let her talk as much possibly. I don't know. JP,
remember, because JP's the guy that always goes like,
that. Valdez is giving the X sign, get rid of him sign. Yeah,
cut him off sign.
Let's move on back to sports.
Yeah. But that, she's going to get in the way of the blitz.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? I forgot my train of thought. We were talking about. I'm kind of with you. It was very organic. It did span for an entire hour, and I think JP would have wanted to move on from it. It's also because we really didn't have much going on today.
Yeah, there were no 9 o'clock guests. Everything worked out perfect.
Yeah, the stars aligned.
All right. You have our word, Valdez and I. We will talk to the guys about it again tomorrow, see if they're into that. Then I will place a call in or text to Francis. We can be text buddies. I found out it was her cell phone.
Okay. I would have bet everything that she was calling from a landline.
She actually said, I thought about calling from a landline, but.
And you know what? Props to her, too, because she just stayed on hold the entire time.
She knew her role, right? She spoke when spoken to. All that. All right. We'll have an update for you. Let's take a quick break here, Valdez. I know we said we'd go short. We got a few more minutes. Quick break. I want to talk to you about what you wear to bed when we come back. All right?
Gotcha.
Welcome back to Bit Season. Today's episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, the show behind the show. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. And Jason has been hounding me all week about, hey, I want one of those shots again. Give me a Don't Sleep shot, Drab. Can I go into your office? Where are they at?
He's addicted to them.
He loves them. So you got a great product there, Mike. Keep it up. Again, use the promo code BITSEASON on don'tsleepenergy.com, guys.
You know, right? You know what Mike needs to do? Hmm. He needs to put some throat cleanser in the shots.
Yeah, I know, right? It hasn't dissipated at all this week.
Okay, so you mentioned before we went to break about what you wear to bed. Very, very intimate.
How did that come up again today?
They're talking about pajamas.
Right, no, but how did pajamas come up?
They brought up pajamas because they're
pajamas,
kids.
Pajamas. Is pajamas? Some people say pajamas, don't they?
Yes. Remember bananas in pajamas?
Yeah. I don't know what I said.
Eric brought it up because his daughters wear pajamas. They're becoming trendy.
That's how it started. We were just talking about trendy things. Or no, J-Lo.
Oh yeah, J-Lo.
Monogrammed pajamas.
Yes,
that's how it came up.
Yes, and then
also I feel like the guys, we wanted to them to discuss how hot J-Lo looked like in her her swimsuit.
I know,
at
I
age
thought
55.
Looked great. I thought she looked
and they,
great.
And they wouldn't even they didn't even dawn on them to talk about.
Hey, before we get into trendy pajamas and what you wear to bed.
Yeah.
This is an observation from the J-Lo picture.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a trend or is this an old person thing? But are one piece bathing suits coming back?
More so than they have been before. I see them a lot. I see a lot of influencers wearing them.
Like one, they're not just for old ladies anymore.
Well, I don't think
I don't think they're for moms. Or are we just at the age now where friends right. are just older and are wearing
not,
one piece?
I still don't think you're going to see. I'll say this. I see a lot of beautiful women wearing one piece. Now, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older. I don't see a lot of when I go to the pool with my kids.
Like bikinis are going away.
No. When I go to the pool with my kids and there's teenagers there, you know, young 20s, or they're not really wearing one piece bathing suits. They're wearing bikinis still.
Are thongs out?
Thongs are, well, again, I think at the community pool, the thongs are out. I don't know about it at Ocean City or wherever, you know, secret.
thongs are in.
There's a time and place for everything.
Yeah. Hey, I heard, sorry, this is kind of off topic, but I heard at a country club, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to name the country club, but you see the bag over there.
Yes.
That one there.
Mm-hmm.
There are moms and smoke show moms wearing thongs to that pool.
Thongs at a country club doesn't seem like they go together.
I know. And it has all of the members going wild. Like they're going to the pool just so they can stare at cheeks.
Where they all wearing? Everyone's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. They got their Maui gyms on, and so they can't tell that they're staring. They said the moms wearing thongs at that pool with kids running around are a show, and they got DJs. They say it's like Vegas.
Really?
Yes. And I want to go.
I'm not quite having the same pool experience when I go to the pool. I'm looking at a lot of butts too, but they're my toddlers because they're crapping their pants at the pool.
Because it's covered in duty.
Because their bowels are relaxed finally, and they're just going duty every time they go to the pool.
And haven't you potty trained those things yet?
Dude, it's a whole thing. They are potty trained, but with the pool's like a whole other thing.
Is it? It's like the warm water thing.
Yes, exactly. Like it doesn't matter how many times I talk to them about it. Every second while we're there,
what do you say to them before you put them in there? Say okay.
No,
hey Blake,
you don't understand.
Okay, Tinsley.
The whole time we're at the pool, I'm saying, don't go to the bathroom. Don't go poo poo. Don't go poo poo. All right, jump in. All right, did you go poo poo? No. All right, get out. Go play. All right, I'll be the shark. I'll swim right back. You know, and come back. I went poo poo. Fuck it. Kill me. And I look inside, and there's it's just a mess. Yeah. Get out.
Yeah, the hard pool experience is very different.
They're very different.
Okay, all right, sorry. Pajamas. Number one.
I could be talked into, like, pajama, a set. I think I could.
I feel like if we went to, like, a pajama party.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we were at Hef's mansion.
Right.
Like, I could see ourselves, like, buying a set of pajamas, wearing it to the pajama party,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden being like, you know what? Why don't I wear these more often?
You know what's a bad look, and it was brought up today? No, you know how those, like, people say, I've seen those reels say, or pictures say, no females ever look good in these pants.
And it'll
like a maxi dress or something, you know what I mean?
They're like the bell bottoms.
The bell bottom spiral pants.
Yeah.
All right. Flannel pajama pants on guys, to me, is the worst look possible. Tony P wears them all the time.
I know.
And it ricks me. Hey, it's a bad look.
Hey, I have a set.
Do you?
I have a set.
And do you wear them ever? In the winter?
I wear them in the winter. Like,
they're so horrible looking.
With a long sleeve shirt. Uh-huh. But to bed, I have to take them off because I get too hot.
So you wear them around the house.
Yeah, I wear them around the house. When I sleep, I need to be as cold as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Even when in the middle of winter, I'll crack the window just to get a cold.
Yeah, like my wife, you're like a chick.
like to get a cold draft. And yeah, I'm wearing pajamas and I need a cold draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Midol's right next to me on the counter. I do have, I keep my Stanley that Brett got us.
I saw you drink out of that Stanley today. It's a little embarrassing.
Well, I put my greens.
What do you mean your greens?
I got greens, like the powder.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
No. It's not just water. Okay. So I have like a shaker.
Your powder, your matcha powder or something.
Yeah, basically. I have beet greens and like the smart greens that I mix together.
God, you are a chick. He's my Stanley with my greens in it. My vitamins and herbs.
Hey, not all of us can just shed weight like you. Not all of us look like Jared Leto in Dallas Buyers Club.
I wish.
What about drabby? What do you wear to bed?
I'm a basketball shorts and t-shirt guy every night. I know it's, but I think I could be talked into a nice pajama set. My birthday's next week.
Someone send pajamas. Some biddy send pajamas to the station.
I'm a large. Valdez is an XL.
This is my only request. Is I
think, does Tommy John have pajamas?
They have to. I need especially at night. I need V-neck.
Oh, you're big because you're just a big sweater.
Well, just it's more comfortable than having it around my fat neck. So,
all right.
Ever since we did the marinara bit and I bought a pack of like Jockey V necks, I need a V neck because it feels better.
I'm not being derogatory here, but this is just something I assumed when EB said no guys wear pajamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, again, maybe I'm wrong. I see more of a trend for gay guys to wear pajamas to bed, like a silk set or something like that, like some little crop shorts with a nice, like a button up silk shirt.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, in my mind, like, because they are more, you know, stereotype, more well put together,
fashion forward.
They're not just going to wear sloppy basketball shorts like cakes and a t-shirt to bed, more fashion forward. More, just in touch with their looks.
Hey,
am I right about that? Do you think?
I see that.
In the gay community, guys, pajamas are bigger.
Yes, and pillows on the bed. Does it gross you out that I sleep naked?
Yes. Anybody that sleeps naked, you and JP.
JP doesn't sleep naked, does he?
Pretty sure, yes. Oh. Pretty sure. Yeah, it grosses me out. Duty streaks on your bed sheets.
there's no duty streaks on my bed.
I know, but that's what you think.
I mean,
that's what you think.
You think I'm that gross?
I think your pubes are probably falling off in the middle of the night. See, my pubes are caught in my boxers. All right, yours.
You think they can scurry free? Out of your
just
boxers?
Harder to scurry. You know, so you just booty and pubes and like toenails
and sweat.
And sweat, just soaking in your bed sheets. How often do you change your bed sheets?
I mean, I wash them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like every 2-3 weeks.
Okay. I think it's pretty standard for guys.
Yeah.
For a free animal. For
now, now, when Adam like didn't wash his sheets for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like that's very gross. Yeah. Hey, speaking of bedtime stuff, mm-hmm. What is your stance on slippers?
Never. Never. Every 3 Christmases.
Bro, what are you doing?
I know. Someone will gift me like house slippers.
Slippers are elite.
No, I'm a big barefoot guy. Big barefoot, no socks.
Slippers are elite.
Why?
Especially in the winter, keep your feet nice.
Like little some UGG slippers or something.
I don't have I have the crappy Marshalls. Yeah.
I would just literally never wear them. I mean, I wouldn't even. I would be like, why am I doing this?
I mean, they're stupid. I also so you don't.
Are
wear
you
wearing
with your flannel pants? 100%. That's the worst look imaginable.
I don't wear socks with them, so the inside they get gross, and you got to basically get new ones every year. Hmm. But this is what I do: is I put my slippers on when I gotta take out the trash. All right, so I'm going out.
Well, so what's the point? You're going outside in them. Now you got crap all over your indoor shoes.
I bring them back. Yeah, I bring them back inside. But I'm just saying, I go outside with the slippers on. It's all good.
So, you know, what are they like? LL Bean or something? What's that? What's that? What, like a Bass? Was it Bass? What? Bass Outlets? They got slippers.
Dude, they're the cheapest. They're the cheapest slippers ever. Here, I bet you I can find a picture of them right now. I bet you if you just Google Marshall slippers,
Mini Tonka. No, I know that. I of course. No, they're not for me. And every couple of years, somebody gets them for me, and I'm like, oh, great, thank you. That's my Christmas sweater. Somebody gives me moccasins.
What about slippers? Robes. I could see you as a big robe guy.
No.
You don't do any kind of pampering to yourself whatsoever.
A little eye cream here and there, but not really. No, I'm not a robe, slippers. It's just too much. But I like the idea of a matching set of like little crop shorts in a,
you know, someone get drab gay pajamas. Drab is dying for gay pajamas. Yeah, yeah. What kind of design do you want?
I like black.
No. If someone's getting you pajamas,
navy, okay, some silky,
some silky navy pajamas with an anchor on them,
right?
With
an anchor.
So I'm begging someone to get drab those kind of pajamas. All right, hey, let's Google it right now. See if there's a set out there. I see pajamas for men, anchor, and you're gonna walk around the house playing in the navy.
Yeah. This is exactly what I wanted. Yeah. Silksilky.com.
Petite Plum. This is the thing, is you need the shorts.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I see these. Nordstrom. You tell me you wouldn't wear that around your house.
Hey, look. That's kind of you written all up. Drive, you would look like a cabana boy.
Thank you. That's the look
that's
I want.
That's the look you want, is cabana boy chic.
It's just playing a little PlayStation, you know, before I turn the light out.
Before your night-night.
Before I even grab my blankie.
You need some more milk.
All right, guys. The NAS producers need the computers, so we got to go. We had a good conversation here today. Francis's makeover. We're on it. All right, guys. Have a great day, great weekend, and we will see you back on the Junkies.
See you
later.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.